And we've got Sarah from RDP ready to take Sam down this morning. How's it going, Sarah?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. We're doing very well. You said you listen and play along every morning in your car. How do you normally do?
Honestly, like 75%. So
75% of the time you beat Sam.
Yeah.
Wow, that is impressive. All right, well, let's do this. We've got 30 really seconds on the clock for you. Take a deep breath and good luck, okay?
Thank you.
All okay, right, Sarah. Montagues and Capulets are the two families in what play?
Romeo and Juliet.
Charlize Theron won Best Actress for this 2004 movie.
Pass.
What Swedish prize is awarded for academics and science?
The Nobel Prize? I don't know.
FDA is an acronym for what U.S. government agency?
Pass.
Zumba Fitness was created in what country?
Canada.
Charlize Theron won the Best Actress Oscar for this 2004 movie.
I don't know.
Okay. FDA is the acronym for what U.S. government? There it is.
That would be the buzzer. All right. Sam is coming back in from his isolated booth where he was listening to Around the World.
Yes.
Right. Sam, you're taking on Sarah this morning.
Okay, Sarah, good morning.
RDP.
Hi.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Whenever you are.
I'm ready.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Montagues and Capulets are the two families in what play?
Romeo and Juliet.
Charlize Theron won Best Actress Oscar for this 2004 movie.
Monster.
What Swedish prize is awarded for academics and science?
The Nobel.
FDA is the acronym for what U.S. government agency?
The Food and Drug Administration.
Zumba Fitness was created in what country?
Good question.
Thank you.
I don't know. Let's go New Zealand.
That'd be wrong.
Yeah, probably.
All right. There we go. Okay, all the questions answered. Let's go through them, see how you guys made out. Montagues and Capulets are the two families in what play?
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo. You were right. Both of you were correct on that one. Charlize Theron won the Best Actress Oscar for this 2004 movie. It was Monster. Sam was correct on that one. That was a hard movie to watch, man.
Oh, yeah.
She did an amazing job. What Swedish prize is awarded for academics and science? It's a Nobel Prize. You were both correct on that one.
Nice.
And FDA is the acronym for what U.S. government agency? It's the Food and Drug Administration. Sam got that one right. Mm-hmm. And the last question, Zumba Fitness was created in what country? This is random, but the answer is Colombia.
Oh, yeah, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of hips shaking, lots of booty shaking.
He knew that, obviously. unfortunately, Sarah, you know what that means. It makes Sam a winner this time.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for playing.
It's okay. Thank you.
Try again soon, okay? That was just the 25% of the time that you lose against him, but the 75% of the time that you win will be the next time you call, okay?
Exactly. All right.
All right. Have a great Monday, Sarah. Bye.
You too. Bye.
We've got Jonathan from the South Shore ready to take Sam on this morning. Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks.
Wonderful. And you were one of the few that chose not to engage in trash talk on our text line.
Of course not. That's for losers. You're a winner.
Guys, classy.
You're a winner. Okay, I like it. We're ready to do this. We've got 30 seconds on the clock. You know how to play, right, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Good luck.
Okay, Jonathan, has the city of Toronto ever hosted the Olympics?
Yes.
What talk show host is responsible for making Dr. Phil famous?
Sorry, what's the question? I'll pass.
Carpenter, leaf cutter, and army are types of what?
Birds.
This famous ocean liner sank in 1912.
Titanic?
For every action, there's an equal and opposite what?
A consequence.
What talk show host? Ooh, there it is.
There is the clock. It goes by quickly.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to bring Sam back in. He was listening to a little Miley Cyrus in his headphones in his isolated booth.
Absolutely. Sky's the limit for Miley.
For Miley.
Absolutely.
You're a big fan, especially this morning.
Yeah.
All right, you're taking on Jonathan.
Jonathan, okay. Mm-hmm. Good day. Good luck.
He didn't have any trash talk for you.
No. That's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You just have to bring your A game.
Okay.
And win, hopefully.
All right. Good luck, Sam. 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Has the city of Toronto ever hosted the Olympics?
I don't think so. I'm going to go with no.
What talk show host is responsible for making Dr. Phil famous?
Oprah Winfrey.
Carpenter, leaf cutter, and army are types of what?
Pants?
This famous ocean liner sank in 1912.
Why are you laughing? Titanic.
For every action, there's an equal and opposite what?
Repeat that question, please.
For every action, there's an equal and opposite what?
Reaction?
There we go. All right.
You'll see why we were laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Question's done.
Carpenter pants? I never heard of them.
That's not the right answer.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how you guys made out. Has the city of Toronto ever hosted the Olympics? The answer is no.
But they should.
You think?
Well, Summer Olympics.
Where are they going to put it? It seems so congested there already.
Yeah, true.
We're going to have to put, be doing the, bobsleds through all the buildings and everything.
That would be so cool.
It would. All right. Sam was correct on that one. What talk show host is responsible for making Dr. Phil famous?
Orpah.
It is Oprah. You're right. They were tight and the rest is history. That's what happens when you become friends with Oprah.
Exactly.
Carpenter, leaf cutter, and armies are types of what? It's funny because you were so close but also so far off.
Okay, so I was close at least.
You weren't. Oh. Well, you kind of were.
Kind of, but not really.
You said ants, but the answer is pants.
No, I said pants.
Oh, I mean you said pants, but the answer is ants.
Oh.
That's what I meant to say. So just,
what are the odds?
You were one letter off, but it was still very, very wrong. Neither one of you were correct on that one. This famous ocean liner sank in 1912. It's a Titanic. You guys both got that right. Okay. And for every action, there is an equal and opposite
reaction.
Yeah, you're correct on that.
Nice.
Jonathan, I'm so sorry.
I know. It's too much pride.
You think you had to... No, look how cocky Sam is, and it seems you're working for him. Maybe you weren't cocky enough.
A little bit more. Try the trash talk next
time.
Oh,
maybe, yeah, I think so.
I think you're a smart guy, and we'd love for you to try again soon, okay, Jonathan?
Awesome.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.